I don't want to start the show on a disappointing level, on a disappointing place, but I think a huge opportunity was missed, Callie, and I have to bring it to your attention.
Hey guys, it's Kathy from Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. I was just listening to Tuesday's podcast, and I had to laugh out loud. It occurred to me that if Callie's parents had decided to do the brain surgery on their family's pet hamster, it could very well have been the first official weaponized hamster. Oh, Callie's dad missed a great opportunity.
See, he could have been on the weaponized hamster game decades ago.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Except for that it's not a weaponized hamster is not a hamster.
But he could have made it a weaponized hamster. He could have implanted it with some sort of superhero chip or some sort of deluxe memory or robotics.
Yes. Yes. And then we would have bathed in money and like set it on fire.
If you're going to set the hamster on fire.
No, set the money on fire, because that's what doing brain surgery on a hamster is.
Living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to the Upside Podcast with Callie and Jeff.
All right, we're going to put the spotlight right on Callie for the first part of this episode of The Upside. But before we do that, I have got to share what I just saw on Facebook that I'm totally fascinated by.
We just spent way too long watching this thing, and it's really freaking gross.
My friend Mandy, who is a radio personality in Kentucky, I think, went to a foot detox bath place thing. So she shows on her stories her feet in a clear tub of water, it looks like. And then some amount of time passes, and that water looks like the greenest swamp water, your neighbor who didn't clean their pool water.
It's worse than that.
It's so nasty.
It's disgusting.
It can't be real, right? Like, is that really a real thing?
I don't know. I'm not doing that unless
what they're saying is that it's toxins coming out of your body through the bottom of your
feet. There's no way. There's like worms in this
thing. Yeah, yeah. Listen to this. Listen.
I'm about to gross you out. But for real though, it's awesome. All right. I have worms that came out.
So she's got some little pinworms, little parasites that came out in this back area here. She's got a bigger one over in this corner, which it's very common. Everyone thinks that, ooh, I've got worms or something wrong with me. All parasites can have different level of effects on the human body, and a lot of them are harmless. But there can be some that, you know, can do some damage.
No.
Worms came out of her feet, y'all.
It looks like she is standing. She has her feet in mud or like oil or something like that, and there's literally little worms going. Like, that is there's no way.
Like, if you were barefoot,
where is she?
She's at a detox spa.
It's not a doctor's office.
No, it's a detox. They do feet detoxing. I guarantee you they do this in Atlanta. We need to go.
I don't want worms coming out of my feet.
If they're in there, don't you want them out?
No, I have no problems right now, and I am just fine. Thank you very much. If the worms are in there, they can stay where they're meant to be and do what they're meant to be.
No way.
If we were all meant to do that, we would all be doing it. Like,
This to me looks like some crazy, like, Asian medicine, some like crazy Chinese herbal whatever that we don't know yet, because to us it's all, you know, Harry Potter crap. But the reality is this could be saving lives.
No.
I want to do it. Will you do it with me?
Nope.
Look, that's where she is. Like, whatever. I mean, we can't go to this place, but I guarantee there's a place in Atlanta. But look, this place is like
I'll make you a deal.
I don't like your deals.
Why?
Because they're always really one-sided. And you know.
We have two doctor friends that we're close with. If either one of them tells me it's legit and that they'll do it, I will go to either one of them.
It's not a doctor thing.
Exactly.
We have to go to a foot spa. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Well, enjoy your foot fungus for life.
And I'm going to bring any worms that come out of my feet home, and I'm going to bring them home, and we're going to keep them as pets.
No, no, really not. That is disgusting, and I hope that no one's eating breakfast eating this. Let's move on,
shall we? I'm so excited. I got to talk to him. I'm going to ask Mandy if I can share that picture, too, because that's like the when the technician's showing the worms.
Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. Just like when Callie does the foot detox thing with me, she is going to be stepping way out of her comfort zone later this week and will actually... What's your title? Moderator, MC?
They didn't give me a title, so I'm not that cool.
Yeah, you are. Callie is going to be speaking at an event and hosting like a Q&A with a panelist, with an expert who's going to be on a panel.
Yeah, so...
Which is so outside of Callie's comfort zone.
So outside of my comfort zone. And it's funny because they haven't really told me a whole lot about it. We have an employee appreciation week at work, and there's all these events. They pack a week full of events for employees. And one of them is super good vibey, and the guy speaking is someone that I know. And they said, would you be willing to introduce Blake and do like a short little Q&A? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then they say it's in a conference room. So I'm like, totally fine with that. Like I can talk in front of 30 people. And then I agree to it. And then on the conference call about it, they're like, okay, so there's 200 like open register or like available slots. And I'm like, 200? This is a conference room.
So now it's
60
like
in people.
Now it's in like a theater or something, right?
No, we don't have one of those at work. So I don't really know what I'm walking into, to be totally honest. But I'm going to do it.
Are you nervous? Are you excited? Are you?
I am nervous only because I work in a building full of people that literally get paid to interview other people.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to be judged because I'm an assistant to that person. I'm not that person.
So you could look out to the crowd as you're technically interviewing this person on stage and see people in front of you who literally went to school for 4 years, 6 years, 8 years.
Yes.
To learn how to do what you're up there doing.
Yes.
Well, you know what? If you're going to start somewhere, start there.
I'm going to literally start there because I think my opening line is going to be to make a joke about that.
Perfect.
Like, see? I am not a news anchor, presenter, journalist. I am an assistant.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't even type the stuff that I'm supposed to say right now. So bear with me, people. Good. Then you win them over with laughter.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. Or they'll just look at me like, cool, why are you still talking? Introduce us to the cool guy.
Why did you commit to it? Was it because I peer pressured you into it?
Yes. I was about to say, what do you mean? Why did I do it? Jeff totally peer pressured me into it and gave me this little like speech about, he's like, Callie, first of all, you talk all the time. Like, we're doing this podcast, so you can't really say that you don't like being in front of people anymore. And he was like, we're going to get asked to do this more and more, so you might as well do it in front of people you know.
Right.
You know? And I was like, isn't that worse, doing it in front of people you know?
Nah, because that's a more forgiving crowd.
I feel like it's a more judgy crowd.
You've got to, because you kind of did that to me yesterday when you weren't really feeling like going to the gym. Like, you're usually so good about your workouts and you almost find them like therapeutic, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, you like them, but you just weren't feeling it. And you told me a few weeks ago, you're like, if I'm starting to not feel it, push me to go. Cause I'm feeling like weird, kind of slumpy, like mm-hmm. gym slumpy. So push me to go. So I kind of rode you hard and I got you to go. And that in turn got me.
I love how you rode me hard. Like, you say that like you were over here like a drill sergeant being like, you gotta go work out. I was like, man, I don't want to work out. And you're like, really? I think you should go. And I was like, okay.
Well,
I was like, I didn't really want to, but then I got dressed. I'm like, well, I already got the clothes on.
It was a little more than that because you were watching SVU and you know how that goes. One episode ends, bam, next thing you know, they're finding the body for the next episode.
Yeah, before you can even decide you don't want to watch that episode, they got you hooked.
So the fact that you a couple days ago went to the gym when you didn't want to go, yesterday I went out and went for a walk, even though I wasn't feeling it, and it was 198 degrees outside.
I'm proud of you, because that was, if you have ever lived in the South, and maybe you've just come to visit the South circa, I would say August probably is our worst month down here. But there's a point where you walk outside, and all Southerners know, where it's thick.
Yep.
Meaning, like, it's hard to breathe because it feels like, one of my friends made this analogy yesterday. It feels like you were standing behind bus exhaust.
Or you're walking through that stuff that Mandy's feet created. Yes.
Yeah, it's just gross. So even getting out, I mean, I was sweating walking from my office to my car.
But I had to do it.
Good for you.
I had to do it because I want to get out there and move every day. And I want to put in 30 minutes of movement every day. And I was going to blow it off because it was so hot and I got distracted in the morning. But I'm like, I can't hammer her about going to the gym and then not hold myself accountable.
So. How'd you feel afterwards?
Great.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Yes. I feel like if I can just hold on to that feeling, I'm like, well, I'm definitely not going to feel worse.
That's the thing about getting out of your comfort zone or being uncomfortable. The comfort that comes after it is always magnified.
Right.
So you're going to feel great after you do your onstage thing. When is it? Tomorrow. You're going to feel great after you do that because you're going to have done it and it's like your first real time. You're going to feel accomplished. Mm-hmm. It's like your friend Chrissy when she did stand-up comedy. She came off there like...
It's not as big of a deal as hers, but...
There's an endorphin that comes.
Yeah.
So the point in saying all that is do something to get out of your comfort zone because the peak, the endorphin on the other side of it...
So is good.
Always worth it.
So good.
Even if it's going for a walk when you don't want to go for a walk.
On the last episode of the podcast, we asked... you to call and words are hard. We asked you to call and tell us.
Don't say that the day before you got to speak in front of a group of people.
Oh my gosh, I better get it together before tomorrow. We asked you to call and tell us what you didn't know how to do until you were an adult that everyone else seemed to know how to do as a child. And Jeff, what did you say? I forget.
I didn't learn how to ride a bike until later, and I never could drive a stick shift. I still can't drive a stick shift car.
Yeah.
And the reason we're asking this is because Callie actually has something that she needs to confess to here in just a second.
My name is Amanda, and something that my fiance says that I definitely should have known how to do was vacuum and change my sheets. Because I never had to, because we always did it anyway that did it. I love your podcast, and I can't wait to keep listening. Bye.
Hey there, it's Tiffany. So I knew in theory how to cook and how to do laundry, but I lived with my grandmother, who was a Southern grandmother who didn't let anybody in the house do anything. I wasn't even allowed to go down into the laundry room because she said, quote unquote, I would mess up the machine. So I had to learn how to do all that once I was an adult. I had to learn how to cook, how to clean, how to do everything. And now I do pretty good. So whatever it is, Callie, I totally understand. Have a good one, guys.
That is such a grandmother thing to say. Don't touch that. You'll break it. Like I was
also a Jeff Dollar thing. You won't let me do your laundry.
It's not about the laundry. No, I'm talking about the gadgets.
I know, I'm kidding.
Like my grandmother wouldn't let me use her toaster oven.
Oh my gosh. My grandmother always used to tell us there were seven of us cousins. And she would always say, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Like half of my childhood was don't touch that. You'll break it.
And
like grandma, I'm 20.
Right. Oh, and God forbid you could had to drive your grandparents' car.
They never let me do that.
No way.
Nope.
All right. Callie, see if this sounds familiar.
My husband is almost 30 years old and still cannot swallow a pill without just jamming it down his throat and nearly choking on it. It's so bad that one time he insisted on taking a Tylenol while he was driving down the highway and, of course, triggered his gag reflex and had to very, very quickly pull over the car from driving 80 miles an hour to hurl on the side of the highway. Luckily, made it to the side of the highway and didn't have to hurl in the car. But yeah, just can't do it and pretty much shouts every morning, don't look at me, as he takes his vitamins. Love the show. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's great. Turn around. I'm going to take my vitamin. Turn around.
I feel like we've had that exact same conversation, though, because I did not know how to swallow pills until I was 21.
And I had no idea this was the case until we got the shipment of vitamins and supplements from Care Of. And they sent these boxes. Callie got one and I got one. And she got hers, like 2 days before mine. So she opens the first one and says, oh, it's so easy. They're all individually wrapped, but the big one tastes weird.
And Jeff said, looked at me and was like, you can taste vitamins? And I was like, well, yeah, like the one, like you put it on your tongue and then the time in between your tongue and when you swallow water, like it's sitting on your tongue. So whatever it tastes like, if it's not in a capsule, like you'll taste a little bit of the.
And I'm like, how long are you keeping that in your mouth and to taste it?
Jeff thinks I'm swallowing pills weird. Like I am just, here's the thing. Since
I'm going to go with me being right, considering you couldn't do it until after you could buy a legal 6-pack of beer.
Okay. Correct. However, I don't think there's really a wrong way. Like if you're getting the pill down. Anyway, so the way that I have been, the packs. Jeff is a bit older than I am. So I was making fun of him because I was like, oh my gosh, you're totally going to need more supplements than I do. And mine is actually, I have 6 that I take every morning. And Jeff has 2.
Yep.
And he just likes to sit here and watch me. Like I've been taking them for the past. It just takes me a little longer than the average bear, but I'm getting it and I'm doing it every day. And I'm really proud of myself. And you don't need to make fun of the way I take pills.
But am I wrong? Or is one of the questions that comes up in the survey, do you prefer to take many smaller pills or fewer larger pills?
Well, I said smaller pills because I physically can't swallow big ones. So these are all manageable for me. I just have to spread them out.
That's the reason mine is only 2 pills is because I'm like, yeah, give me as big as you got.
Jeff will stick 6 pills in his mouth and just down. Jeff can take pills without water. Now that is impressive.
Yeah. So, well,
I know, but you can do it. I physically can't do it. I will choke. You'll have to do the Heimlich. It's not pretty.
Or you have to pull over your car on the side of the road like that woman and gag in the hurl and the.
I've never actually gotten sick, but I have choked a couple times. And I don't know why hard for me. And Jeff was saying like you had to go to, remember in yesterday's show, you were like, you had to go to therapy for this. My mom, when I was in high school, was so over me not being able to swallow pills. So she made me go see a speech therapist.
How did you take like. Before you could swallow pills, how would you even take a vitamin? Chewables. What about an aspirin?
Chewables.
There's chewable aspirin?
There's chewable everything for kids, and I would just take that.
So as an adult, at 18, you're off to college, and you've got a hangover or whatever, and you'd wake up the next morning and take children's chewable aspirin?
Okay, first of all, you don't get hangovers in college, because in college you can drink whatever you want, wake up and start drinking again, and you're just fine. So I didn't even take aspirin really until I was 25, probably.
Wow. That's a good point. Thanks.
Weird.
Thanks for bringing up the absence of the hangover in college. Those were the days.
I'm just really proud of myself for actually sticking to the vitamin thing. I mean, we've had these Care Of things. I've been taking mine longer than you have. I've been on 2 weeks and it makes things so easy. And to be honest, my doctor has been telling me for years to take a multivitamin. And what happens is I leave her office, I go to the drugstore and I stand in front of the vitamin wall perplexed because there's too many options. I can't do it.
Well, I think the problem is there's multivitamins for different categories of things, and that shouldn't be the case. There should be one multivitamin that covers it all.
Right, like just this is the one for you. And fortunately, Care Of has done that because they literally send something and it has your name on it, and it's like, this multivitamin is for you. Done.
And the way they figured it out is they got this quiz that takes 5, maybe 7 minutes to take.
Yeah, mine took 7.
On their website, and the website is takecareof.com, and you take that quiz, and it tells you exactly what vitamins and supplements would be best for you in your life at this moment. And then they get sent right to your house. Easy, convenient, simple, fast.
And if you want a discount on those simple and fast vitamins, use the code UPSIDE at checkout for 25% off.
All right. Callie is going to change up our beautiful human report from time to time and focus on four-legged friends.
I want to do a super dog report because I feel like our dogs, I mean, I was going to say they don't get enough credit. They absolutely do. We love our dogs, but dogs know stuff that we don't know sometimes. Our dog Lily woke us up in the middle of the night. We were so irritated, and then we realized our back door was wide open, and she was trying to tell us, you guys, hello, you left the back door wide open. I got a message from Laura about her super dog, and here's what she said. So cute. My miniature dachshund woke me up one night by nudging the crap out of me, which is unusual, and I was irritated. But it turns out my house was filling with smoke like there was a fire.
Wow.
My smoke detector had not gone off yet.
You said this is a miniature dachshund?
Yeah, a little tiny.
Didn't want to be a hot dog.
How long have you been waiting to say that?
Hey!
I sent Jeff this story last week.
I wish I should. If I was really prepared for it, I would have had one of those.
Waking me up to tell me. Turns out my AC unit element had caught on fire and the smoke was billowing in from my AC vents, and the alarm eventually went off. But the dog noticed it before the alarm even noticed it, and they were able to get out of the house.
Smart dog. Did she even credit her dog by name?
No, she didn't. But she didn't end it by saying, we really don't deserve dogs.
A wiener dog that saves lives, I feel like would be named Oscar.
You think so?
Yeah, Oscar's a good wiener dog name.
Laura, send me a message and tell me what your dog's name is so we can properly credit. But what a freaking awesome super dog.
And if you have a super dog story, send it to Callie because nothing brings her more joy.
I don't think we've talked about this, but you can actually go on our website, callieandjeff.com, and it'll say contact us. At the bottom of that page, there's a form and you can submit your show ideas. So anytime you have a show idea, send it there and we'll go through it. And this is your show, so we would love to do content that you love. Send it our way.
And you can also call us at 800-434-5454 at any time with any question.
Hey, guys. It's Steve from Apopka, Florida. Totally invested in the whole double the upside, probably minus the jazz hands.
Yeah.
So my question is, I use Downcast, which pulls down your feed every morning, but I may not listen to it for 2 days. Yes, I'm that guy. But then I'll listen to two back to back. So does that still count within the 24 hours because it's downloaded? Or does the content actually have to be listened to within the first 24 hours? Love the show. You guys rock. Take care.
First of all, thank you for listening from Florida.
Yay!
And second of all, I totally think that when we first started the Double the Upside campaign, I probably over-explained the numbers and got everybody all confused about the 24 hours.
Yeah, we tend to do that.
Yeah. Listen whenever you want. And another question that we're getting a bunch is, if I listen to half of the show, does it still count? Yes. Like, the beautiful thing about podcasts, And I'll tell you something that's really cool, are the number of people who are telling us that the upside is their first podcast experience.
I love it.
Because I think it's an intimidating word for a lot of people.
It is, because it's brand new.
So people are asking about, like, well, what if I have to say? The beautiful thing about podcasts is you listen when you want, where you want, for as long as you can, and then you can come back to it.
Yeah, I do that every day. I listen to the show to make sure that it sounds great. And I told Jeff yesterday, I listen to it in the morning because I want to know how it's going to make people feel that day. And I want to make sure that the emotion we're conveying is what we want to get across. So I listen to it on my way to work. I can only get through half an episode. And then, so I pause it and then I come back to it later.
Yeah, when you're on your way home, you can listen to the rest of it. So listen to it however works for you. The numbers count. The only reason we referenced 24 hours is because we were picking a control group.
Well, I think what he was saying, though, is if you download, like, what counts? Is it the download or the listen? It's the listen, right?
That doesn't even matter. Just know that you can listen whenever you want. You pause it whenever you want, whatever. But as long as you have the episode, then it counts. And that's all that matters to us. So yeah, go to our website, callieandjeff.com. Call us anytime, 800-434-5454. We turn the ringer off at night so it won't wake us up. And we would love to hear from you.
I'm really digging the quote on my vitamins today.
There are quotes on the vitamins?
Have you not been reading them?
No.
I read them every day. And this one is so me because I've talked about this a million times before. It says, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
I've got to pay more attention to things around me. Is that on every packet of vitamins? Is a different quote?
Yes, it's under your name.
You know how I love a quote?
I know. I'm actually a little bit surprised that you haven't picked up on that before. I think it's very charming.
Don't you have this on your desk, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door?
No, but I was talking about it a lot because I was talking about I was talking about it a lot on Instagram when we didn't know what we were going to do with this thing. And then I was like, well, we're not waiting, sitting around waiting for opportunities. We're going to build that door, and we are building it now.
I want to say thank you to everybody who shared this article with me after I talked about people who cry at work. I think it was two episodes ago or maybe three episodes ago when I kind of went off on people who find themselves in tears at work because—
You were inspiring. You didn't yell at anybody.
Well, I want you to realize if you're a person who cries at work, I want you to realize and I want you to understand that those tears aren't coming to you because you are lesser than, even though that's the way you're being made to feel.
Right.
Those tears are coming to you because you know that you're capable of more. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of my whole thing. And then I had like a dozen people send me this article, and I realized I printed it out without making a note of where it was from. So we'll put the link to the actual article in the show notes.
Okay.
But it's a list of like two dozen things that you need to self-check on to see if you work too much. And the first one's obvious, like your family or friends make comments about seeing you less.
That's like, happening to me right now.
It is? Oh, because of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you dream about your job?
No.
That's another one on the list. If your job features prominently in your dreams, maybe you're a little too invested in that. You feel too busy at work to justify taking a break. So those are the people who are eating lunch at their desk.
Well, I'm that person, but my job is different because I'm an assistant. So I'm pretty much on call when I'm at work, you know?
And yeah. And you work such odd hours.
Yeah.
Some of these aren't going to apply to everybody, but, it's worth noting.
Yeah.
You can't stop thinking about work even during supposed downtime.
That's both of us.
Yeah. But okay, we got to take ourselves out of it because when we went on that weekend.
We're excited.
I know. We went to Hilton Head Island. We went to the Westin out there a few weeks ago. And we got to, or we were doing podcast related stuff while we were out there, even though we were like hanging out on the beach and all that.
Yeah.
Cause that's cool. The last thing you do before bed is catch up on your work email.
I don't do that.
Like lying in bed.
Yeah.
Doing your work email. You can't remember the last time you were 100% off on a weekend. You struggle to think of any personal goals that you're working towards in life. Because it's all focused on
work.
Yes. You're edgier and more irritable, and you're not sure why. Your physical health is suffering. You've given up one of your favorite hobbies because there isn't time for it. So,
does any of this sound familiar with you?
I don't know. I've forgotten about that time in my life.
Okay, I remember it very clearly.
If you were given a completely free day tomorrow, you have no idea how you'd use it, which is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that could apply to anything, whether it's work or parenthood or being in a relationship, like being super committed to a boyfriend or girlfriend. Like if you had 24 hours free of whatever is binding you and you don't immediately know what you would go to do.
Yeah.
I think that means you're spending too much time focused on other people, not on yourself.
Wow.
So
good thought.
Yeah.
Good thought.
Anyways, I'll link the whole thing. If you don't know how to find our show notes, they're the link wherever you originally get the podcast. If you click on, there's usually a button that says more. Mm-hmm. Just click on that and it'll pop up for every episode. And that's where we link anything that we talk about. We share anything that we, articles like this or any pictures or anything like that.
Where we keep all the goods.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll be able to find out where the source of that article is and link that up. And then also Mandy's Bubbly Gross Feet. I'll put that there too.
That is so gross.
And if you know a place that does detox foot baths, please get in touch.
No. I am vetoing this idea right now, but if you'd like to find a friend, I don't even want to be in the same room as worms coming out of feet. Like I feel like I'm good.
Thank you for listening to the Upside Podcast with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Everybody is waiting on the update, the sit down between me and the neighbors to find out exactly what is going to happen with our barking dogs, our vicious, mean barking dogs, and our relationship with our next door neighbor. Well, today they came home. One of them came home. And Sadie was outside lying in the sun near the fence. Lily was on the other side of the yard. And I saw, because I was in the bedroom, so I could see very clearly what happened. And when the car pulled in, Sadie stood up and I counted, barked 4 times at the fence, just like that Sadie
lazy
bark that she does.
Bark.
That oof, 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 oof. And then in this is such a Sadie thing to do, and then turned around and walked to the other side of the patio where she was lying and barked like 2 more times as she was walking away and then laid down on the other side of the patio. If that's what they're gonna come at me with, come on. I literally counted her barks, counted them.
I just feel really uptight about this whole thing. I wanna know what they're gonna say. And then just so we at least know where they're coming from.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Hi, my name's Caitlin and I live in Atlanta. And I saw your post about what is one thing you learned to do as an adult that most people know as a child. And for me, it's learning to ride a bike. I tried a lot as a kid and just kept getting hurt. So my parents gave up and I had to teach myself probably about 4 years ago. And I'm still kind of a C bike rider, but I am proud that I can actually do it now and can, ride a beach cruiser when I go down to the beach. Thanks for everything you guys are doing with the show. I love it. Bye.
This is Abby from Atlanta, and I am calling about what most people learn to do in childhood that I didn't learn to do until adulthood. And for me, that is riding a bike. I did not learn until I was 28 years old. I was a very stubborn child. I grew up in Austin, Texas, and it was super hilly, and my neighborhood had no sidewalks. And I just said no to bikes. And I was an only child, so I didn't have any brothers or sisters to help me. And fast forward to adulthood, and my husband's family has a place in St. Simon's Island. So everyone's riding bikes and having fun and just having a great time with their family. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I've got to learn how to ride a bike. Otherwise, I'm going to be left out of my own family when we decide to have kids. So we came back to Sandy Springs and my husband, who is the oldest of 3 boys, taught me how to ride a bike in the parking lot of our neighborhood elementary school. So take care, y'all, and love y'all. Bye.
Hey, this is Jessica. I'm calling from Sugar Hill. I was listening to your podcast talking about how you have your affirmations written down, and it just reminded me of when I was in high school, our health teacher, Coach Ferris, would give us vitamins. He'd give us a couple every day. We'd have to memorize them, and at the end of every test we took, however many vitamins we could remember to write down, we would get extra credit for. They were all affirmations, basically, and it just reminded me of that, and it was really a great part of taking the test, and Coach Ferris was always so positive, and it really did help. Kudos to you guys for giving suggestions for people to do that, and I love your show.
I have to go eat some cat poop.